Commentary number 10, the story Night and Morning. This is an extremely good example of the progression of teachings and guidance from the outward to the inward, and how it's provided by somebody who knows. In this particular case, the primary focus was on the inward heart-to-heart action, which is really what all the teachings come down to. And without that, there can't be a real transmission and conclusion of the teaching process from the standpoint of the particular school. The reason why this is so is that the school is a stopping point on the way of realization, and that the progression of an individual is to the point where they can begin to function. And part of the basic state or level of being able to function is being able to quiet the mind, the thought, not having desires for outer superficial satisfaction, no matter how so-called sublime and wonderful these are. These are actually secondary aspects. And so you find people caught in that, and this is where they stay. But rather, the attunement and intention is toward the real. And this requires the subtle perception and the giving away of any attachment to the superficial and externals. All they are steps on the ladder. They're keys in order to which to go further and to reach the real. It's the old saying of the apparent is the bridge to the real. However, the basic level of function that an individual has got to reach in order to experience realization and become part of that one is to do it in a heart manner, heart, breath, love, light manner. And the inward guidance, which always exists, can only be listened to by the ears of those listener, which means the attunement of heart, breath, intention, mind, and the intentions are extremely important in this. One can explore that subject rather dramatically and deeply. And then having the basic skills, one is guided by that inner knowing and is connected to the inner teaching and transmission. And that leads eventually to become part of that one being and the finer conversation that exists, and also the connection to and acting as part of that one being in a more real manner. This is very inclusive of this world, not exclusive. But it's from this perspective, this position, also, that one can work while living in this world to bring in the teachings or fulfillment of what the particular needs are for the particular time and peoples, the particular conditions. And one does it in accord with the guidance of and work with as part of one larger being, one body and one being of knowing that does exist. So the school in this case is nothing more than a training grounds. It's a apprenticeship program for those who are seeking to progress to the real, to experience of and becoming of the real, which is of themselves. Now, this is